Oh, sexy babies. That's the sound of her voice. On the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk107.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. What's your favorite kind of bar?
What's your favorite kind of bar?
You know, if you're going to the church basement, you're bringing stuff to the potluck. What kind of bars do you like? 651-641-1071. Bradley, why are we asking people about their bars?
Thank you for asking why I'm asking. I'm asking because I saw this article over at The Takeout, which is just like food porn. Let's be clear. I just like to troll over there and look at things I want to eat. Mm-hmm. And they had this whole article on Scotcheroos, and it got me daydreaming for Scotcheroos. So, and then it got me having this whole thought in my head about how I really don't think I ever had a Scotcheroo. And I know they go by different names sometimes, but I really think it's like a, if it's not a Minnesotan thing per se, it's certainly an upper Midwest thing, or at least a thing that is not ubiquitous across the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Because I did, until I moved to Texas, I lived in outside Chicago for many years. I have family in Wisconsin, and I don't for the life of me ever remember having anything like a Scotcheroo, which sometimes go by the name of like a special K bar.
Can I just say, I think these were invented like later.
Well, I can tell you that this particular bar showed up, according to this article, on a Rice Krispies box in the mid-60s. And it says, according to this woman, that they're popular, very popular in the Midwest.
All right.
But again, that's just very vague and broad. And I'm just here to say, I don't think I ever had a Scotcheroo until I came here. And I didn't even have anything like it. Like, the only thing we ever had, in fact, I don't come from a bar. I really feel like Minnesotans shine when it comes to bars.
Bars and hot
because
dishes.
All we ever had was like the equivalent I can think of when before I moved here was like Rice Krispie treats, brownies, an occasional blondie, maybe a seven layer bar.
Yeah. But or like a chocolate chip cookie bar.
Yeah, but that, well, we just called that a blondie, but.
Oh, okay. I thought, I didn't know what a blondie was.
Yeah.
Go figure. 651-641-1071. What's your favorite bar, Holly? Arr. Who do we have on the line?
We're starting with Sasha.
Hi, Sasha. Sasha, what's your favorite bar?
My favorite bar is a seven-layer bar.
Oh.
And I wanted to point out that I forgot that Archie and I have the same birthday.
Oh, happy birthday
happy birthday to you!
I hope you get eight layers today.
Oh.
Well, thank you.
I'm just saying, yes. Like, what? What's
I've
better than a
seven-layer? I've cupcakes already.
There you go.
Okay. Where was that on my birthday? Where did you get free cupcakes?
I got a Nadia cakes.
Oh.
We'll see, now you know, for next birthday.
Duly noted.
Okay, seven layer bar. Now, can you tell me what are the layers?
Well, it's like graham cracker, coconut, chocolate, caramel, and like milk and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like condensed milk, right?
Sweet
and condensed milk usually.
I mean, I love a seven layer bar. I guess I just never like separated the layers.
Yeah.
It's not around long enough for me to count.
Like taco dip, you know, it's got the layers seven. Don't they have like a fiesta dip that's layers?
Yeah.
Do they call it layered?
I think they call it seven-layer taco dip.
Yeah, seven-layer dip, seven-layer bar.
Thank you for your call and happy birthday. I don't actually know if it's seven layers. They just call it taco.
I swear they have seven-layer dip.
Is it seven layers?
Well, they used to have a seven-layer burrito.
Seven-layer salad, and then there's seven-layer dip. Mm-hmm. What's with the magic seven?
I think it must be a Masonic thing. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
What they snack on at the Illuminati movies.
Exactly.
Okay, so seven-layer bars. You know, my mom calls those Holly Dollies.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a Southern thing. She's lived in the South now for so many years. I don't know where she got that from, but when I grew up, she didn't ever make those.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops. Okay. And then I got a video. All right.
Oh, okay.
Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
Victor.
Hello, Victor. Victor, what's your favorite kind of bar?
Hey, guys. Hey, first of all, great show. Big fan.
Thank you,
Victor.
And number two, I have to say a lemon bar with about 9 pounds of butter in each piece.
Okay.
Victor,
that's good.
You and I are going to throw elbows at the church basement picnic for those lemon bars. That's my favorite.
All right, man. That sounds good. Hey, can I make a quick comment about the fondue?
Yes.
the thing that ruined it for me was watching Meet the Fockers when his foreskin from his scrapbook ends up in the fondue pot. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah, now that you say it, I do.
Oh, God.
I do.
I ruined fondue for me forever.
Well.
And now you've ruined it for me. Victor,
say,
thanks.
Thanks for ruining it for the audience, Victor.
Thank you, Victor. So that was all very unexpected, and I wasn't sure what was happening.
I was on pins and needles. Like, where are we going with this?
And then we went there.
But, you know, hey.
You know. All right, who else do we have on the line, Holly?
We have Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Sherry, what's your favorite bar?
My favorite bar is called an Oreo Brownie Bomb, and it only has four layers, but they're really good.
Tell us about it.
Oreo Brownie Bomb.
What's it got in it?
Yeah. The bottom is chocolate chip cookie, the dough, and then you put crushed Oreos on, and then a layer of caramel, and then a layer of brownie you make.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
and it's called an Oreo Brownie Bomb?
Well, that's what I call it. Oh.
No, that's what they're called. I just put the recipe up there for you, Bradley, so you can make it for me tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'll get right on that.
Thank you for your call. Oh my gosh.
Woo. That looks amazing.
It does look really good. Thank you for introducing us to a brand new bar. Do we have any other callers, Holly?
Courtney.
Hi, Courtney. Courtney, what's your favorite bar?
My favorite bar are the toffee bars. Brown sugar and flour and butter and eggs. Delicious. Mm. And then you top it with some melted chocolate chips.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep, there they are.
I could do that.
Those look real good.
Yeah.
Thank you for introducing us to yet another bar.
What's that bar? It's like a blondie, but it has milk chocolate on the top. It's kind of like this. Maybe that's just a toffee bar, but there's no, like, toffee per se. But they have them at, like Lunds and Byerly's. It's just a big square.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like chocolate chip base, but no chocolate chips. And then like a big layer of milk chocolate on top.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah. Oh.
Again, they don't stop long enough for me to identify
exactly
what the heck they are.
Yeah.
Holly, let's go around the room real quick.
Okay.
What's your favorite bar, Halls?
I like the one with the coconut flakes on top.
Yeah.
And the chocolate chips.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's called, but it's good.
It's good. Bradley?
I mean, that's so hard.
Okay, you asked the question.
Okay, well, because I just can't commit, so I'm just going to say that my favorite bar is...
A salad bar.
Yes. No, I'm going to say just a blondie. I love a good, like, to me, simple... Yes.
Yeah.
All about it. Seven layer bars. I will eat the out of seven layer bar.
And mine's a lemon bar. Thanks for coming to Bar Chat when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show.
She may be broken, Holly.
Do you want me just to go?
We just broke it.
Spears, we're going to talk. Well, I know it was super clear that we were going to be talking about Britney Spears in this segment on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1 streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Traynor.
Hello.
But we know what Britney wants to talk about when she shows up in court in June. Right, Bradley?
Yeah, let's get the Cobra Gang together so I can tell you all these delicious details.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Okay, you guys, we need to talk about what's really going on. So we allegedly now know what she's going to talk about at that hearing coming up in June. And somewhat surprisingly, she doesn't want to end her conservatorship just quite yet. But, unsurprisingly perhaps, she does want to kick daddy to the curb.
Mm.
And that's her daddy, Jamie Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wants to resume a, quote, normal life. Which apparently includes things like going to Starbucks and driving her car on her own.
Mm-hmm.
These are all exclusive details, by the way, coming to us from a source talking to Page Six.
Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, I don't even think she talks to her dad anymore.
Gosh. Yeah, I mean, I think that was made clear
Right.
A while back when her attorney was like, yeah, they're not going to talk to each other.
So then it makes me feel like, of course, she doesn't want him anywhere near her conservatorship.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, how can he even be in charge of her conservatorship if they aren't able to speak to each other?
Right.
And also, I don't know, none of this surprises me. I also feel like with him not at the helm, I just feel like more will be revealed if this in fact goes through.
I did want to read a little bit more from the source.
Yes,
you know,
because
that's like that's the you. I mean, you can say it's all lies, which is totally valid. But the source is at least saying to Page Six, quote, regarding the idea that she wants to go back to a quote normal life. She relishes, she being Britney Spears, in simple pleasures like driving a car and going on vacation. Sure, she is able to do as she pleases within her own home, to an extent, but whenever she wants to step foot outside, it immediately has to become a bigger conversation about security guards and lawyers and other people all need to get involved. Which is interesting because what that says is, you know, she wants less restrictions. Although what's also interesting about it, that to me is like, well, you know, I don't know if that's going to change that much.
No,
if your dad's not in charge.
Right. Like, she'll always need bodyguards and et cetera.
Yeah. Again, I'm not saying her dad shouldn't be in charge or should. I'm
should
not
stay in
saying
charge.
He should stay in charge. Rather, I'm just saying, like, the idea that she doesn't want her dad in charge because she wants to lead a normal life, that sounds a little bit too much for primetime. Like they're just telling that to an audience,
but
and it might just be that she despises her father, period, and doesn't trust him.
But I also want to pick at that a little bit, right? Like, I want to pick at what does a normal life look like for Britney Spears, right? Like, I don't think she's saying she wants to be able to go shopping at Aldi, and,
no, but I,
you know,
I mean, maybe she does. Like, there's just that part of me that thinks with Britney, she just wants to, like, she thinks she can sort of, like, unwind the clock.
Right.
Right? Like, she can just go about her life being kind of normal and maybe do her dancing. And I just, like, I don't know if she can. That's a bigger issue, though, than her dad being in charge of her.
I think for a number of reasons, she can't. Yeah. Right? Not just because of, you know, because, again, conservatorship or not, when somebody has been controlled for the majority of their adult life, I don't know that they would easily be able to access the tools to live, to make their own decisions, right? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, to totally take that away when she has had to, it seems like there would have to be a transition plan, I guess is what I'm saying. She would have to learn how to do some of the things that have been done for her or decisions that have been made for
her. Yeah, and it seems like right now she just wants somebody else to be in charge of making all those decisions for her because the thrust of this whole story is that she's not going to ask to end the conservatorship in June when she goes before a judge. So it's not that she wants to have full control over her life. It's that she wants to have somebody else have control over her life, which is a bizarre, but maybe, and it sounds like perhaps this is just the first step towards gaining that independence again. But you got to wonder if anything like independence is actually possible. And it's a little naive to think that for any celebrity that's at the level of a Britney Spears, that would ever be possible,
right,
whether there's a conservatorship in place or not. Because think about all of the A-list celebrities who, like, probably feel very, very, and this is just, like, I'm, you know, being intentionally somewhat fraught with my word choice, but, like, they're trapped by their celebrity,
right?
Like, they can't just, like, that's just part of the thing. So that's always going to be part of the thing.
Right.
The one other thing I wanted to say about Britney regarding her fame, and I don't remember what it is now, so it'll come back to me.
We did talk about this a little bit yesterday, right? Like, she lives in a gilded cage. She lives in this gigantic, beautiful mansion, but she can't leave. Like, she can't move about freely, like the source said, without calling in the heavy artillery to get her out into the world.
Yeah.
I also wonder, because the source at least, doesn't really define, because the conservatorship she has is both a financial conservatorship and a conservatorship over her personhood.
Yep.
So I wonder if when she says that she doesn't want to end the conservatorship, if there's more specifics to that, right? Like if she sees the necessity of the financial piece, but maybe not as much of the personhood piece.
I think she wants a person who's in charge of the person piece that she actually trusts and is willing to have a conversation with. And most conservators in that case would be like, I'm just a rubber stamp. And as long as you're not like going off the deep end, like partying all night or whatever arrangements they need to set up, you know, like mm-hmm. you just want somebody there to be sort of a guardrail. But the other thing that I was going to say is, so there's this whole conversation about the conservatorship in Britney Spears specifically, but then there's this whole conversation that once she gets to that place where she's a little more in control of her career, is like, well, do you actually want a career? Like, do you want to like be, because up to this point, people have controlled the narrative of Britney Spears, and that is her dad and the people around her in her conservatorship, and also us. Because if you look at like the documentaries that are out there, everybody controls the Britney narrative except for Britney.
Right.
Like a celebrity who's in full control of everything would be they would have people on staff whose job it is to work to deliver their narrative to the audience for whatever they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Britney has anybody like that. Her social media person is not working for her and executing what she wants. She doesn't have like... She is in no way in control of her image right now.
Not even
a little
bit.
Even if she thinks she is. So that's the thing. Like, once she gets to have a little more independence, then I would imagine she needs to decide what role she wants to play in actually having a career. Or maybe she just wants to go, you know, continue to sit in her lobby.
And twirl. It will be interesting to see the change, if there is one. Because I think it'll tell a story in and of itself, even without words. When we come back, Crazy Stupid Idiots, after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hello.
These are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again, oftentimes in the state of...
Florida.
Florida.
And like where?
Oh, thanks for asking. You're Florida!
What?
I want to take you to Pensacola.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Pensacola.
Okay.
And I want to tell you about a woman.
Okay.
Just one. Yes, and her name is Tara Helsel. And Tara Helsel went to the Taco Bells at the 305 South Warrington Road Monday afternoon.
That's my favorite one.
You've never been there.
That's true.
Now, she ordered a chalupa meal, which comes with a soft taco.
Really?
So you get a chalupa, soft taco, I'm assuming a drink, and maybe some...
cinnamon twists?
Cinnamon something or others.
Yeah.
When she got home, she unwrapped the taco and fed a little bit to her infant daughter.
Mm. That's generous to give the first bite to somebody else.
Right?
That's true love.
Especially an infant. I just feel like...
Well, you'll deal with that later in the diaper.
That's not why we're here today.
Okay.
But I will say something happened and it'll change your life forever.
Mm.
After she fed a little bit of that soft taco to her infant daughter.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not the thing I said.
No.
Okay. Something
happened. That wouldn't change your life. That would just be expected. That's math.
She fed it to her infant daughter and the Hamburglar showed up.
Whoa.
No.
Okay. I'm not creative here. I don't know.
She found something in her soft taco that you don't normally find in a taco.
I saw this, I think. Was it a screw?
No.
Oh, no. I saw that. I saw a story about somebody finding a screw
this
in there.
This is not a screw. This is much, much worse.
Was it alive at one point?
I mean, technically, but not in the way you're probably thinking.
I don't know what that means.
It was a Siggy. So when she got home, she gave a little bit to her infant daughter and then unwrapped the taco. I don't know how that all went. But anyway, she unwrapped the taco to find a slightly moist, not really moist or totally dry, but a slightly moist Siggy. That is a cigarette. I mean,
that means that was probably freshly used. Freshly enjoyed.
It wasn't a smoked Siggy.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was moist. Okay. I'm assuming it was moist because it was inside of a soft taco.
Well, I mean,
taco,
that would do it.
Right?
Right?
And
when you're laying next to one of those.
She goes, I don't know if it was intentionally put there or if somebody had it on their ear and maybe it fell out while they were rolling the taco.
Oh.
But another thing I thought about was how did they not notice a cigarette in there? I mean, that's a fair point, right?
That is gross. What did she do? What did she do?
I heard voices. Sorry.
Those are in my ear. Those are just the ones just in your head.
Puking.
Yes, certainly.
Are the voices still happening?
So,
hold on. Does that help, honey?
I don't know. Okay. I don't hear any voices. So, yes, thank you. She was upset, of course, by her tobacco taco surprise. And
she shouldn't have ordered the tobacco taco.
She went and took the tobacco taco. Cigarette and all, with her two chalupas remaining in her brown Taco Bell bag, back to the restaurant, and they were the workers were like, okay, and they threw out the taco, and she was like, "Are you gonna say you're sorry?" And they were like, "I mean,
maybe a refund?
You didn't eat it."
Wow.
She's like, well, actually, I fed it to my daughter. Anyway, she obviously alerted WKRG in Cincinnati or wherever the local affiliate is from.
Mm-hmm.
And they reached out to Taco Bell's corporate relations team about the incident, and they released the following statement.
Oh, dear. Okay.
We take this very seriously. Our franchise that owns and operates this location is looking into the matter. Now, none of that is... I mean, it's gross and weird, but it's not really crazy stupid idiot status worthy most days.
Right.
Crazy stupid idiot status part comes when we find that she did get a response. And I think this must have been from the local Taco Bell. Because they reached out to her and said they would like her to have a better dining experience. They'd be happy.
We all would like her to have a better dining experience.
They would encourage her to have a better dining experience with them if she would take the negative review down from social media.
No.
Yes.
No. Jeez.
So that to me is a crazy stupid idiot move.
Yeah.
I don't think you're doing yourself any favors by bribing. Also, when you find a Siggy in your taco, are you rushing back for a better dining experience?
Not really. No.
No, not going to do it.
Because it says to me, like, there's probably some other things happening that I'm not aware of.
I would want to, like, be pretty darn sure that they, A, figured out where that Siggy came from, and B, eradicated that problem.
Also, how does a whole cigarette accidentally fall into a taco?
I loved the image that she shared of maybe it was tucked behind somebody's ear while they were rolling up her taco. No, thank you.
Oh, also, why? What?
Mm-mm.
Is that a thing?
Mm. Apparently.
Like rolled up your
it's called a pocket.
Sleeve?
Mm-hmm. It's nasty. We don't do that.
Okay. For our next story, we're going to go to North Dakota. But we are going to discuss a local yokel.
Okay. So there's a Minnesotan in this story
somewhere. Oh, is there ever?
Okay.
There is a gal by the name of Blair Witten. She's from Barnesville, Minnesota.
Okay. Barnesville.
And she had, the sad part of the story, there's a couple sad parts of the story, but her ex-boyfriend had passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And his funeral was over
the weekend, last weekend, last Saturday to be exact.
Okay.
She had not been invited to the funeral. They did not want her at the funeral, but guess what?
What?
She showed up anyway. And here's what makes her a crazy, stupid idiot. She showed up to the funeral, the graveside funeral, and decided to get her last bit of revenge on her ex-boyfriend, who she clearly did not have a good breakup with.
Just a heads up, if somebody has passed on, I think revenge period has ended.
It's over.
Yeah.
You just got to let that go.
Yeah.
You got to take that to your therapist. You've got to deal with that in other healthy ways. This is not the way to deal with that.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
She showed up in her SUV and sped around the cemetery trying to interrupt the funeral. She was driving fast.
She was
fast,
doing donuts,
revving her engine, being loud and obnoxious. She almost hit some of the people who were trying to get her to leave.
Ugh.
Yeah. The police came and she was arrested for reckless endangerment.
I mean, it's just so bizarre. It seems like a scene out of a movie. Like,
right?
What could possibly make you so... I mean, maybe it's just the grief process. We all deal with grief in different ways.
Yeah, or maybe she just doesn't make good choices.
Like,
ever.
What happens that even after the person is gone, you're still holding a grudge?
Right. I don't know. I don't know what...
So there's no word on what caused this resentment.
No, I don't. Not anything that would... I don't have any idea, but I don't know that anything would justify any of that.
No, it's not about justification.
I would like for you to look at her... at her mugshot and tell me if this looks like somebody who makes a lot of good choices.
Right. That's... No.
Okay.
But I will say she's bringing back that... what do we call that? Waffle weave?
Yeah.
Situation? String?
We'll call it a waffle weave.
Yeah.
Crochet look, maybe.
And she seems to be crying.
And also neck tattoos, apparently.
She's crying.
Well, I think that she's permanently crying.
Oh, that's a tear tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Two of them, to be exact.
Yeah.
And
but she has this look on her face where she's like, yep.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, where I'm at.
She is a winner. Bradley?
That was where?
That was in North Dakota.
Well, let's go to Pennsylvania.
Wonderful.
Okay.
And I want to tell you about an 18-year-old lady by the name of Jamie Detweiler. She's a roaring spring lady.
A roaring spring lady.
That's the name of the town where she's from.
Okay, I'm thinking, like, does she roar in the spring?
No, she's actually from a place called Roaring Spring.
Okay.
Now, she got into a physical altercation at around 2:30 in the a.m. on May 4th.
The 4th be with you.
We know that nothing good happens after about 11 o'clock at night.
True.
So 2:30 in the a.m., this is not going to be good. So... she caused some bodily harm to the victim, reportedly did some things, and it's what she did to the victim that earned her crazy, stupid, idiot status. And by the way, you're going to ask me why and how, and I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But it's what she did to the other person that earned her crazy, stupid, idiot status.
Did it involve potty?
No, you always go there, though.
It just seems easy. It's like, you know, that stuff happens.
She did not throw pew at the person, but she did throw a bunch of stuff. Okay. And it's the stuff she threw that earned her crazy, stupid, idiot status.
So then it wasn't money.
No, not money.
Okay.
Baseballs?
Balls.
Oh.
Definitely she threw some balls.
Okay. Does the type matter?
Yeah, I mean, not baseballs.
Did they use
dodgeball?
Not dodgeballs.
Were they attached to something previously?
Hard
balls. Like a bowling ball?
Smaller hard balls.
Like a baseball?
Nope.
Golf.
Hard. Like a bowling ball, but smaller.
Like a bocce ball? A pool ball.
Yeah, what do we call those?
Billiard balls.
So billiard balls, cue sticks,
ooh,
cookie sheets, and wait for it. A DVD player. Who still has DVD players?
What?
I mean, I do, but who has one handy?
I mean, that is a weird bunch of stuff.
Like billiard balls, cue sticks, that I understand. But then, like, she's in the game room, but then suddenly she's in the kitchen and she's throwing cookie sheets.
And then there's a DVD player.
And then, for good measure, a DVD player. She threw the billiard balls at the victim's head, hitting the victim across the back with a cue stick.
Wow.
Reportedly struck the victim in the head with a cookie sheet and a DVD player before threatening him with a loaded rifle and a knife.
Okay, there it goes.
Nope, that's a lot of... there's too much happening.
Luckily, she did not complete that experience and was taken into jail for terroristic threats, recklessly endangering another person, simple assault, criminal mischief, and harassment, or as we should probably call it, harassment.
Right. Well, steer clear of 18-year-old Jamie Detweiler.
Roaring Springs woman.
Yeah. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, it's time to play a little game. That game is called The Throwback.
Ah!
We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.